A non-anthropocentric perspective, moving beyond a human-centric view of progress. Let's double-click on that. Hey, it's Mark, and welcome back to a double-click episode of the Knowledge Force Hypothesis. These shorter episodes dive deeper into specific concepts or ideas as part of our bold thought experiment. In this one, we're flipping a widely accepted script, the idea that humans are the central architects of knowledge and progress. Let's set that assumption aside and explore a radically different perspective, the non-anthropocentric view. The Knowledge Force Hypothesis, KFH, presents a bold thought experiment, positing that knowledge is not merely a human construct or an outcome of conscious thought, but rather a fundamental, universal, and directional force. In the hypothesis, this conceptual force, distinct from the physical forces of nature, acts as a pervasive principle throughout the cosmos, driving evolution, igniting intelligence, and accelerating technological advancements. Imagine it as akin to gravity, which pulls mass together, or entropy, which increases disorder, but instead the knowledge force pulls information into increasingly organized, complex, and sophisticated forms. I think I can hear your brains getting into short circuit and overdrive mode. Stay with me and let me help and clarify. I do not propose in this thought experiment a new law of physics. Not at all. Instead, the knowledge force might offer a novel lens for recognizing a consistent pattern that might, yes, I am careful here, help to explain the universe's inherent trend toward complexity and the accelerating pace of breakthroughs observed across diverse domains, with the most recent being the high-paced advancements and discoveries in the areas of AI, quantum computing, robotics, and biotech. For the purposes of the KFH, knowledge here is defined broadly and functionally as adaptive, self-propagating, structure-forming information that increases a system's capacity to predict, survive, and reshape its environment. That's a mouthful. Let me repeat that again. Adaptive, self-propagating, structure-forming information that increases a system's capacity to predict, survive, and reshape its environment. This definition diverges from stricter epistemological interpretations, such as justified true belief, which typically necessitate a conscious, reasoning knower. Combined with the non-anthropocentric, the non-human-centric stance, it expands the very definition of knowledge beyond conscious humans, human creation, and human understanding. This definition allows to encompass the implicit information structuring is present in non-human systems, such as the genetic code of DNA or the fundamental laws governing physical reality. The pivotal aspect of the KFH is in this distinctly non-human-centric perspective. This hypothesis challenges the traditional view that places humanity at the pinnacle or origin of knowledge. While human beings, with their unique cognitive capacities, have served as highly effective receptive conduits for knowledge growth, their well-developed brains and sensory capabilities, that is, but they are neither the ultimate source nor the final receptive vessel or container for this universal force. Such a new, might we call it fresh and unique, perspective invites us all to a broader contemplation, suggesting that the knowledge force was actively at work long before human existence and will continue its trajectory beyond humanity, potentially through other forms of intelligence. This reframing fundamentally alters the perceived relationship between humanity and knowledge. Instead of humanity being the exclusive subject and creator of knowledge, it becomes a crucial medium or object through which a larger cosmic process of knowledge accumulation unfolds. This radical shift in perspective challenges deeply ingrained notions of human exceptionalism and intellectual pride, fostering a sense of cosmic humility. When looking through the lens which our thought experiment is providing, one could argue that for the majority of history, the primary vessels or substrates for knowledge were DNA, living brains, and the artifacts those brains produced, such as books and paintings. However, the last century, we witnessed the emergence of an entirely new class of substrates, the digital computer. Initially, computers served as near tools, exceptionally fast calculators and data storage devices, essentially extensions of human minds. Yet, as their power and complexity rapidly grew, a fundamental question arose. Could these machines evolve into independent knowledge processors and creators in their own right? And framed in the knowledge force hypothesis, could the knowledge force flow through circuits of silicon as freely as it courses through carbon, the neurons of gray matter? And this brings us full circle to the cornerstone of this double-click, the non-anthropocentric perspective. By recognizing that knowledge isn't confined to human brains or creations, we open ourselves up to the profound possibility that technology and artificial intelligence might become genuine collaborators in the evolution of knowledge. This stance encourages us to reconsider our place, not as the central architects of progress, but as participants within a much larger, interconnected system. Thanks for joining this double-click episode from the Knowledge Force Hypothesis. Subscribe for weekly explorations, and let's keep rethinking everything.